He said, meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them. And then you will profit. And your profiting will show to everyone. Did you get that? As you don't neglect, as you make use of your gifts, at the end of the day, your profiting will appear to everyone. I see your profiting. I see your profiting. I see your profiting. I see your profiting. Now, when we talk about gift, it's not the same thing as your certificate. When we talk about the gift of God in a man, it's not the same thing as the course you study in the school. I've seen many trained doctor, pharmacist, and whatever courses, you know, and they discover the gift of God inside of them. And many are on the altar preaching today. Many are in other endeavors, not only limited to the altar. I pray today there will be a discovery of your gift. Can you say louder, amen? Hallelujah to Jesus. I hope you take note of that scripture. So as Paul said unto Timothy, so I'm saying unto you, don't neglect the gift of God inside of you. Don't neglect it. Nourish it. Nurture it. Develop it. Display it for people to see. Develop it. Display it for people to see. And it will bring you profits. Don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. Praise God. You know, Matthew 25, we talk of the parable of the talents. And scripture says that that man that gave the talents to his three servants is likened to our Lord. He gave one, five, one, two, and then the other one, one. And the one who got one went to bury it. And at the end of the day, his master said, he's unprofiting and he's wicked, and that he has no place with him. So gift on use here, we make a man lose his place in heaven. So it's a serious thing. Anyone that doesn't use his gift here, you see, we not have profit in here, and they will be thrown out of the kingdom of God at the end of the day. Double loose. Double loose. Say not me. Say louder. Louder. So it's a double loss. But you see, the one who received five and the other one who received two and traded with it, not minding the challenge in the course of trading, they return, the two return with 100% profit. And the one with five said, Lord, I've returned with additional. And the master said, okay, the one who did not make use of his own, take it from him, give it to man who have. So that the one who have will have more. And the one who does not have will remain poor. That explains the reason why the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Did you get that? Are we together? That explains the mystery behind why the rich are getting richer and the poorer are getting poorer. Why? the rich continue to explore every opportunity, every gift, every connection. Are you getting me? The poor sit back and continue to sing the song of complaint. So if you want to understand the principle behind the rich being getting richer and the poor getting poorer, that is it. That is it. All the poor we do is to keep complaining. That servant continued to complain. Why? It will not trade. Why? It will not increase. But you see, in the same terrain, in the same condition, the one who have received five went ahead to profit, to trade with what he has been given. It is time for the discovery of your gift. This is not time for complaining. You know, something amazes me. You know, Neil said some multinationals are leaving Nigeria. Are we together? But you know what? You see some coming in again. Praise God. It's all about what you see. It's all about what you see. So I'm praying God is going to open our eyes to the gift of God inside of us. So what the Lord is doing with us this afternoon is to call to remembrance and to stir up the gift of God inside of us. So Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. Can we look at that? He said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Then look at verse 7. This word of Paul now reveal, while a man may forget the gift of God in him. A man may be going through a lot, and that may cause a man to forget what he has. Amen. Has it ever happened to you? You are begging somebody for what you have. Has it ever happened to you? You're asking somebody, please, can I have pen there? Can I have pen? And this fellow says, no, I don't have. Then later on, you now look at your pocket and say, Jesus, this pen is here. And I've embarrassed myself since. That is what happened with our gift is. You have it. You don't know. But if you call it to remembrance, as God is doing with us this afternoon, then there will be a rise. Then there will be a discovery. And then you will profit. So verse 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. In other words, we've not been given the spirit of fear. So fear is a spirit. So what fear does is to paralyze the gifting of God in a man. Is to make a man so afraid that a man will forget who he is and what he has. That's why fear is a tormenting spirit. I'm telling you, it will make a man to forget what he has. Fear. And I'm praying this afternoon, online, on site, everyone that is the sound of my voice, that in the name of Jesus, you will be delivered from the spirit of fear in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Then he said, what we have received is the Spirit of God. And look at the workings of the Spirit of God. So he expressed the working of the Spirit of God in three dimensions of that Spirit. He said, number one is the Spirit that gives us power. He gives us power. He gives us love. It's a spirit of love. It is expressed in love, in power. And then it is also expressed in sound mind. Sound mind. If you want to express your gifting, you need these three. Atmosphere of love, empowerment, and sound mind. Sound mind. Can we just again pray in the Holy Ghost? And in the name of Jesus right now, Holy Spirit, brood over every spirit under the sound of my voice. And let there be a remembrance, a call to remembrance of the giftings of God inside of you. Any of us, when we were young, people look at you and say, ah, you know how to do this, you know how to do this, you know how to do this. But now you've gone to school. You've studied one course, and that course has become a course that have hindered and paralyzed the grace of God upon your life. It shouldn't be. It should enhance it. Education should enhance who you are. It should help you to further express your gifting. It should polish it. It should not kill it. Kameka tokoba rabaga. Lepra koba. Just pray in the Holy Ghost at this moment. Lord, let there be a call to remembrance of every gift that your people carry. Let there be a call. Let them begin to remember now. Let them begin to remember who they are, what they have. In the name of Jesus, let there be a call to remembrance of every gift under the sound of my voice. Emerge, arise, every gift of writing, every skill, arise, arise, every gift in hand, every gift of sight, arise. Arise to emergence. I call you forth. Every gift, every gift, every gift. I call you forth to remembrance. Come forth for expression, for the glory of our God, and for the blessing of the people of God. Thank you, Father. We exalt your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Even in the course of your sleep, the Lord will come to you. While you are sleeping, there will be a reawakening of the gift of God in you. And as you wake up tomorrow, your gift and the grace of God will wake up with you. And as you go about your business this week, that gifting will begin to find expression in your words, in your action, in all that you do. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Would you like to exalt the Lord? Give him praise and glory. Come on, in your own way. If you want to wave, you want to clap, come on, come on. Exalt him. Exalt him. Hallelujah to Jesus.